Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The family of Roberto Pico Lopez are travelling to Florida this afternoon for Cape Verde's World Cup showdown with defending champions Argentina tomorrow night. We're due to chat to the family in a few moments' time. You know how it is going through Dublin Airport and security and all that goes with that. But our own Phil Egan from Off the Ball is with me in studio because it's a real fairy tale story, isn't it?
Absolutely. Imagine how exciting it is for the family to be heading over there. And obviously they've been there. They've seen how well Cape Verde have performed at this World Cup. Three matches, three draws. Drew at Uruguay, scored a couple of goals in that game. Obviously, famously drew nil-all with Spain, one of the tournament favourites, the current European champions, in their opening game. So it's very much bonus territory and most people expect Argentina to win. A lot of people think Argentina yeah. might go all the way and win back-to-back World Cups here. But what an experience this is going to be for Pico Lopez to go up against Lionel Messi tomorrow night. It's 11 o'clock kickoff for us in the evening. So the fact that it's Friday actually works out well for
Irish fans. Yeah. Does this mean Messi has been studying his, you know, performance, his style of play in advance of this?
All I know is if Messi has watched any Cape Verde footage, that if he gets the ball on the edge of the box, Roberto Lopez is going to be charging at him, trying to get a block in there. And he's done that successfully so far at this World Cup.
Yeah. Pat Holmes, of course, Pico Lopez's coach for a number of seasons with Lourdes Celtic, is with us here on the line today. I mean, like, Pat, it's a remarkable story, really, isn't it?
Without a doubt. But he's making it. He's probably the start of the story. You know, like, he was brilliant against Spain. Uruguay, the whole team was outstanding. They were an attacking side. And they were very unlucky not to be. In the last game, they should have probably won about 2-0. So I think they have a good chance.
Against Argentina tomorrow night?
I honestly think, I watched them in the African Nations Cup and I think the African sides, they're expressive and they're explosive. And I think if the lads on Cape Verde get a chance to run at the Argentinians, that I don't think the Argentinians will be able to handle it. They'll probably cynically take them down. And maybe there's a chance an Argentinian will be sent off and it'll be a whole different ball game. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Tomorrow,
You were with us
at the start of the World Cup as well, Pat, and I know obviously you know Pico a very long time, but I mean, did you ever envisage that you'd be back on talking about them getting this far in the competition?
Well, I was hoping. Like, I mean, you talked to me before the first game against Spain. Spain are one of the best teams in the world, and yet Cape Verde went out and gave a masterclass and helped the defence. Like, and then they go in against Uruguay and they play like a team that's going to go for them, which they did, and they attacked, they defended well. Now, I think Cape Verde, they're a good side and there's good African side there, and if they're given half a chance, they'll take them.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that's what's going to happen against Argentina. You know, if they have to be disciplined, of course, Roberto has to be on top of his game along with his fellow defenders. And if they are, then we're every chance of going. I'm not thinking about coming home. I'm looking forward. You have to believe in yourself. And I believe in Roberto and his goalkeeper, the players around them. They've all been outstanding, so why not?
Mark Lynch, Head of Media and Communications at Shamrock Rovers, is with us, Pat, as well, on the line. How's the excitement within Shamrock Rovers, Mark, ahead of this match?
It's been... It's been a fever pitch, really, to coin that phrase. We gave Pico a send off in a game at Tala Stadium where he wasn't playing. Obviously, he's been injured for a while before he travelled to the World Cup. So we gave him a big send off at the 22nd of May, and all the fans, you know, we had banners and scarves and, you know, all sorts of. Of paraphernalia made up wishing Pico well, and I know he appreciated that, and everyone obviously has followed his and Cape Verde's progress since then. But you know, we've been very proud of Pico being an international player for some time. I mean, it's a good 2019, I think, or around that time he started playing for Cape Verde. So this is obviously the pinnacle of it. But he's played two AFCON tournaments and he's come up against Mo Salah and that type of player in those tournaments. So nothing new to the lad. Different than the weekly League of Ireland grind, that's for sure. But it's great to see him perform and how well he has performed along with his teammates.
Stay with me, Mark, for a moment, because I actually have Pico's brother, Jack, is with us here on the line this afternoon. Jack, good afternoon.
How's it going?
I'm not bad at all. You're currently waiting, I believe, to board the flight at Dublin Airport. Is that right?
I am indeed, yeah. We got here this morning and I have to say, Aer Lingus has pulled out all the stops for us to make sure we get back for Pico's match.
Yeah, so you must have been thrilled. So somebody from Aer Lingus rang, did they, earlier this week?
I'm not sure the ins and outs of it, but we were looking to go back over and I believe someone reached out and contacted Pico's team and made travelling happen for us, I suppose. Yeah. Back to go see him for the next match.
So who all's there? Who all's flying out to Florida?
It's myself, my mum, dad, and my other brother, Chris.
Just the four of you going.
Yeah.
And for your mum and your dad, the excitement levels must be just over the moon altogether, are they?
Yeah, like the whole thing is just surreal. That you know, the son's gonna be playing up against probably the best player that's ever played the game.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we were excited to get into the World Cup, and then you're there, then you think you've got a chance to do best, do a good job against Spain, and then they get out of the group. So you're thinking, oh, who's next? And you know, you only have the World Cup holder, so why not bring it on?
They haven't lost a game yet.
So what I'm saying is, you know, they could get their first potential win.
But sure, they have to be the most impressive underdogs throughout this tournament.
Yeah, look, with the stories and all that go with the team and the lads, I have to say it's been amazing to watch unfold. But it's not more than they all deserve because they put in so much hard work over the last few years to make it happen through the other tournaments. But now they've got the chance. They're all in the shop window, play their hearts out. And as I said to everyone who's spoken to, they've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about Pico from your perspective, Jack, as your brother. You know, thinking about the match tomorrow night, is he a cool head? Does he respond well under pressure? You know, from the sibling kind of rivalry, how do you think he'll do tomorrow night?
Yeah, pretty much as you said. Like he actually is. He's obviously like a top line professional now, but he's always been taking things in his stride. He doesn't get too flustered under pressure, and he realizes the importance of the game. But he loves the biggest challenges. Like, you know, when we got told that he was going to be playing against Spain and Uruguay, and he knew he was going to be playing up against these top players. Like I can't help just be excited for him. You know, I get to talk about, you know, the players that we've been watching on TV all these years, and now he gets to test himself up against them. It's great, you know. So we brother to brother, like I'm buzzing for him. You know,
are you younger or older? Or where does Pico come in?
Exactly, I'm the younger brother, so you know I've had a pretty solid role model to mow myself off. You could probably say I fell short.
not at all. But it is, I know, when you have a brother taking part now in a World Cup match, I'm sure as the younger sibling, it's big boots to fill,
but it's
for
great.
Sure.
But no, look, it's great because look, I'm so happy and so proud to be his brother as well, and I'm more than happy to watch from the sidelines, live out his dream. But yeah, thanks to Aer Lingus, and I have to mention a big shout out to Noyx Newman as well, who sponsored our American leg towards Pico in the World Cup as well. So big, massive thank you to them as well.
But you know, but aside from all of that, and it was a lovely gesture, but like it just seems like the kindness and the support, you know, really from all quarters of the country, Jack has been phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and look, we've got neighbours, we have random people showing up in the airport recognising obviously my mum and dad because they're everywhere, but you have to say we felt the love throughout Ireland. We know how Irish people are. Like, we lived here our whole lives. And it's great for the Irish people to get behind as well, because we didn't have anything happen for us this World Cup. So to have that link with Pico and the League of Ireland as well, and as well just for the youngsters to see them, that it is possible for someone from the League of Ireland to go and play against the best, is amazing. And I think that's, Pico is very proud of that fact as well, that, you know, it's his story that he gets to inspire others to reach for the stars, you know.
When were you last talking to Pico, Jack?
Last night.
Right. What's the conversation like? How is he? Is he aware of the buzz here back home?
Yeah, no, he's well aware. You know, his phone is hopping, and people just we're just throwing around memes because we're all watching the football. We've got different group chats, so watching the football. You know, the decisions, the red cards, the latest results as well. So actually, just looking at who's in the next round of 16 and who could be potentially their opponents. You know, because that's the way you have to think. It's not just here. You're there for the ride. You're there to try and win the competition as a player, and that's at the end of the day. That's what he is.
How do you think the match tomorrow night's going to pan out? How will it go?
I think they could go all the way. They could match them for 90 minutes because really, if they have to have a special game plan to play against the one and only Lionel Messi. But after that, anything happened in this World Cup. Like, you've seen Germany go out this week, Holland went out this week, and Belgium nearly went out, and England had a tough time yesterday. So look, anything can happen. It's one of these World Cups. There's a lot of goals. Cape Verde could get their first win against the World Cup holders. So why not?
Yeah. Who else would you like to see them come up against?
I wouldn't want them to come up against France. I think that's impossible unless they got to the final because they're on the other side of the draw. So I think that the other possible one that could come up against is Egypt. Now, Cape Verde have played Egypt before in the African Cup of Nations, and Pico has already marked Mo Salah. There's footage of that already, so I think that could be a good tie. It could be an interesting tie. I'm just thinking of possible ones that they could play, but if it's to play against France, that would be a difficult game if that came up somehow.
Well, my colleague here, Phil Egan, is with me in studio, Jack, and he's graphs and charts and he's all sorts of diagrams drawn out for potential matchups. But Phil, is that, I suppose, what's the likelihood?
Well, if they were to pull off the biggest shock in World Cup history tomorrow, now I'm old enough to remember when Cameroon beat Argentina in the first game of Italia 90 and Argentina were the reigning champions then. But yeah, as Jack mentioned, it's Australia or Egypt, whoever wins between Cape Verde and Argentina. And then you'd be probably looking at a quarter final against a Colombia, maybe then a semi-final against Brazil. How does that sound?
How does that sound to you,
England,
Jack?
Are on the same side of the draw. We saw them just about sneak past. They have to get past Mexico on Sunday / Monday morning in the altitude of the Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. So I think, a nice run there. Beat Argentina, Colombia, Brazil, and then play France in the final.
Yeah, you have to conquer the Americas.
Exactly. Will you stay out, or how long are you guys staying there, Jack?
As far as I know, we'll see how it goes from here. But for the moment, it will be going home, I think, Sunday. But just fingers crossed for now. And one game at a time, that old cliche.
Ah, sure, it's brilliant. And look, regardless of whatever comes, even at this stage, I've no doubt there'll be a huge Dublin Irish welcome for him when he gets back on Irish soil.
Yeah, totally. Our neighbours, to be fair, and friends from that know Pico, through a lovely celebration for him when they found out he's heading off. So it was a nice send off for him. Yeah. So I'm sure when we come back, we'll be a lot of celebrating and partying to be. You done as well?
Well, Jack, it's a pleasure to chat to you. I know you have a flight to catch and you're navigating Dublin security and all that goes with that at the moment. But look, we really appreciate you joining us in the programme today. Best of luck and to your mum and dad and brother that are all there at the airport. Like, such excitement, I mean, for you and the family and everybody else tuned in. But Mark Lynch is still with us from Shamrock Rovers. And Jack's right, though, isn't he? Like, what this has done for the League of Ireland and for young players and teams that are involved in teams across the country. Like, it's really incredible, Mark, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Pico has been a role model, and thankfully we have a number of them in our club, but Pico has been with us for just coming up to 10 years, and he's a standout character on and off the pitch. He can't do enough for the club in terms of support when we're doing any community work or any off the pitch activities, his hand will always be up to help out. So to end up in his international career playing in the World Cup for one, and then in the World Cup against the level of opponents that he's going to be that he has already played against and will again on Friday, probably the best collective he's been up against, and I'm sure he will do himself proud and all the rest of us. And And look, when it's over, it will be over at some point. You know, we'll welcome Pico back into our team, and hopefully, you know, all the noise and positivity that's been created by Pico at the World Cup, you know, will encourage Irish football fans to come to Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah.
Pico's return could be our Champions League qualifying round one tie against the Maltese team on the 14th of July.
That's fantastic.
So put that one in your diaries for a potential Pico comeback.
How do you see the scoreline finishing up tomorrow night then?
Well, my scoreline is, my important one is Shamrock Rovers playing Sligo tomorrow night down in Sligo.
Well, actually, on that...
I hope that's an away win.
Where will the Shamrock Rovers team, where will they watch the match after taking on Rovers tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's a funny one because it's 7:45 kickoff and the Cape... So we'll be just finishing our game and within an hour or so, Cape Verde will be kicking off. So I guess the team bus will be having a stop off in a hotel on the way back.
As far as the landmark in Carrick and Shannon or something.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah. So look, hopefully the Cape Verde, I think I've seen a phrase and it really matches. You don't have to win the World Cup to win the World Cup. You know, I think Cape Verde as a team have already
super story
stolen the hearts of the football community and their endeavours really stand to such a small nation. It's fantastic.
Well, just when you say that, Mick is with us on the line. 1800 453 106 is the number. Because Mick, you're a huge football fan. What does it mean for Irish supporters to watch Lopez against Messi tomorrow night?
Well, I suppose you have two halves to it. Andre and Mark just alluded to it there. All politics is local, so for the teams playing tomorrow night, it's all about tomorrow night. Whether you're in Sligo or you're in the World Cup, it's incredible for Pico and for the League of Ireland. You know, for all the young kids coming up along to say, you know, you don't have to play for Ireland to play in the World Cup, and this just proves it. You know, I think a lot of people a couple of weeks ago they were wondering where the hell is Cape Verde. You know, they had to find it on the map first, and then. The fairy tale that it is.
Yeah.
That's just incredible. And I think Irish people are interested in sport, and it doesn't matter whether it's the World Cup or any World Cup. You know, this is a good news story for Irish sport, and that's what it's all about, you know.
Where will you watch the match?
I'll watch the match in Tralee Golf Club. I'm here at the moment at the Palmer Cup, which is another World Cup USA versus the rest of the world collegiate golf. So I'll be watching it in the golf club because the players will be playing until late in the evening. But you know, sport is sport, and it'll be hurling at the weekend. Cork are playing, so it's all about Cork and
yeah.
We'll have forgotten about Cape Verde by Sunday. By the time Sunday comes around,
you have a busy few days, Mick. By the sounds of it, what about you, Pat? I know, Pat, you watched that first match at home, didn't you? On your own in your sitting room.
Well, with my wife, I'll be doing the same because I'm best left alone. Like, I'll be shouting at the telly and.
You know, so you'd be liable to be put out of summer.
It doesn't look too good. It's just, look, no matter where you are, I just hope people enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they're cheering on Cape Verde.
It's a super story. Lovely to be talking about something nice and positive. Phil Egan, you're as the analyst here with us today, how do you envisage the match panning out tomorrow night?
No, I think Cape Verde can frustrate Argentina like they did against Spain. And actually, there was moments when they broke out with the ball and just that final ball meant they didn't get shots away. So there is a chance to catch Argentina on the break. But it's like any game, especially a big game like this, the first 20 minutes is so key. If they can just keep it tight, and the longer it goes on, the more frustrating it gets. There's going to be a lot of Argentinian fans there. They're going to just arrive in Miami expecting to win. So the longer it stays nil all, obviously, the better for Cape Verde. And who knows, they might be able to do what they did against Spain and bring it into extra time. Obviously, that was a group
score
game.
Line?
I think Messi's going to have his say tomorrow.
Oh,
so
God.
Maybe
we hope you're wrong.
I would love to be wrong.
We hope you're wrong. Phil Egan from Off the Ball, Jack Lopez with us there too. Pat Holmes, Mark Lynch, Mick as well. Thanks a million for getting in touch, folks. I know all eyes will be on that match tomorrow night, but it's absolutely brilliant. Great story, and lovely to be talking about something positive at the start of the programme as well. The email is always lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.